We're at the FC Co-op Field Trial Showcase event here at Farnhamville, Iowa. We're going to talk with Tony Mollers, who is from West Union, Iowa, and has been working with FC Co-op this summer as their intern. And Tony, I want to talk to you about those experiences. First of all, you mentioned that you're a former state FFA officer.
Yes, sir. Just retired from the Northeast State Vice President for the Iowa FFA in August at, or excuse me, April at State Convention this last year. It was a fantastic year. You got to see a lot of things and definitely meet a lot of students from across Iowa who are involved in agriculture and have that passion for agriculture.
So where are you at in your education process now?
So just on Monday, I'll be starting my sophomore year at Iowa State University in agronomy and ag business and continue to pursue agriculture there, as well as look for a career somewhere in this field as well.
So it sounds like you've had a lot of great experiences with FC Co-op this summer. Talk about some of the things that you've done.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you what, as far as starting off, this being my first internship, like I said, just going to be a sophomore at Iowa State, I couldn't have asked for a better experience this summer. The internship I have is called the FC101 internship, and its design is to move you through every area of the cooperative and give young students, you know, freshman, sophomore of age, a chance to see all those different areas, in agriculture, but in the cooperative system. So about every 2 weeks, they shifted me to a different area. I was in feed, grain, agronomy, and as well as sales. Like I said, a fantastic opportunity and experience.
And it sounds like you had a lot of responsibilities here with this field trial showcase, kind of getting things ready to go here for this event.
I was very fortunate getting asked by Todd Clausen and the others with the FC agronomy team here to help them put this day together. I think it was just 8 weeks ago to the day we sat down for our first meeting, split up the duties, and, like I said, very, very fortunate to be asked to help out with it. And I couldn't have asked for a better turnout. Even with the rain here today, we got a bunch of smiles and very good turnout as far as numbers go, as well as our vendors as well. So I'm looking forward to see what our agronomy team can present today and looking forward to it.
Well, as you said, getting to work in all the different departments, I mean, what a great experience. And has it helped you maybe define a little more of what direction you want to go with a career?
Like you said, yeah, the internship I've had, getting to see every area of the co-op, it not only shows you maybe not what you want to do, but definitely shows you what interests you and where you enjoyed yourself the most, and where you think you could put your feet into for maybe a long-term career. I've definitely, going into this, I think sales is something that really interests me, and after this experience, the agronomy sales position that FC has to offer, it seems like a position that would be a good fit for me. I enjoy the interaction with farmers and making those recommendations and getting out on the farm and seeing everything firsthand, the applications that we're doing. It's a rewarding experience for me to get to see something like that. So I think long-term, that's something I'd love to do.
Well, it's a good time to be involved in agriculture and to be looking at an agricultural career. There's a high demand out there.
There absolutely is. You say that right. The Harry Steins and the Dr. Hogemeyers of the world are unbelievable people, and getting to see what they're doing and being the people out here that, firsthand see what's going on and get to try these different things. Standing here on this test plot, I think we're spoiled, having 17 different trials on our test plot here today. We get to see a lot of how different applications work and different management practices work, as well as what, like I said, those Harry Steins and those Dr. Hogemeyers of the world are recommending for us to do, and science and technology is bringing us a long way. We look back a lot here to what our grandparents used to be doing and where we've come today, and it's really, agriculture has an amazing story, and I think it's all of our job in agriculture to tell that story. So,
So I'm just curious, are you thinking about farming down the road? Is that an option, or are you looking to stay on the agribusiness side of it?
I tell you what, as far as the first part of my career goes, I'd really love to move around and get a lot of traveling in. As much as I can see, I'd love to stay with that agribusiness as much as I can, but I definitely would love going back to the farm, maybe later in my career, if that opportunity presents itself. So I have a very good question. There's in agriculture, it's a wide open field. They say at Iowa State, the major you get, may not be the field you're working in. And it's so demanding right now as far as looking for young people. Like Dr. Hogemeyer said here today, they're looking for young people that are going to keep this going and keep this ball rolling that we've got moving so steadily here today. So very good question. Yeah, I could see myself possibly going back to farming someday too.